Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Once again, to declare independence from this time the United States, the tyranny of 535 drunken maniacs in Washington, D.C., and their president. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And remotely, we have
Mark.
Mark is with us all the way down in Costa Rica tonight. And we're going to continue with the calls, even though the majority of them tonight have been terrible, what I would call crank calls. And these are not people with serious topics. They're just people trying to get something out on the radio that could be offensive.
So why do it to your listener?
Why do what?
Why take calls if...
Because that's what we do.
Well, we don't know that the next call is going to be a...
Why continue to do it?
Well, we don't know if the next call is going to be...
I got a suicide pact!
Right. We don't know if one of those...
You don't know these people anything?
Yeah, but we do take calls here on Free Talk Live, and it is an open phone show, so I'm going to do it.
It doesn't get to the listener if they say the N-word or whatever.
No, it never gets to the radio, but even though Alfonso, our next caller, ostensibly from California... did admit to me while I was screening his call when I asked him by what means he was listening, all he would say was the internet, and he would not be more specific about it. And he admitted that he found the show through a Telegram channel. And when I asked him what the channel was,
some Cantwell fans channel,
he said it was classified. So at least his answers were
What if the name of the channel is in fact classified?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know if he's a Fed or not, but he's on the air now. Alfonso, you're on Free Talk Live. Hopefully you can do better than your predecessors have, but I'm not. I don't have my hopes up. I guess I'll say that.
Explain to him, Alfonso, let me just explain what a dump button is. A dump button is something that...
Terrible explanation, Mark, because you're getting
breaking up really
all over
bad.
The place.
LRN.FM.
We're going to hit the dump button.
I mean, Mark does have a point, Ian. Like, during the screening, you were pretty sure
I was certain of it.
It doesn't bring value to you for you to answer a thing like that. We just missed 10 seconds or whatever it is, 30 seconds of the show.
No, it is bad.
It's like, do people want to listen to a show that has three fleshes in it?
I'm just hoping for the best from humanity here, okay? I'm hoping that we can get...
That's why you need to get into your
somewhat intelligent conversation
that
from one of these tools.
Not even somewhat... mostly, not even somewhat intelligent.
You're saying these aren't even human callers?
No, I'm saying in the United States, 90% of people don't read anything, and they're stupid.
Is that true?
Are you just making that up?
Okay. All right, so anyway, Mark's having some internet difficulties over there. Hopefully he'll pop back in. And
it's just like, if you just accepted that what I'm saying is true, you would have you would be happier. It's like a dog, when a dog gets trained and they live.
I'm very happy. Are you saying you think I'm unhappy?
I don't think you're unhappy, but hoping for humanity to be a certain way when it's just not the reality is not a good place to live in. Just be content with where we are, and then we can move on from there. Like, we need to educate people on what rights are, for example.
Well,
you go and ask somebody what a right is...
I would feel bad, though, Bonnie, about cutting off all young-sounding males from the show. You know, every now and then...
It's different if there's been two, and they're doing the same Beavis and Butthead giggles, and they say, I can't tell you the Telegram chat, it's classified.
What, Mark?
Right, this is just dumb. This is just you being bullheaded about, well, I started a radio program in 2002 and I called it Free Talk Live.
Our crank callers were way better back then.
Changed, man.
Yeah, our crank callers were way better. We had like really talented people doing voices.
I would not even be mad if.
And the crank callers that you have now weren't even born.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. They've gotten worse, sadly. I mean, we've had some bad crankers over the years, too. I mean, there's just definitely no doubt about that. But, you know, every now and then we get a young person calling in.
It's not even a crank call to just say the N-word on the radio. It's stupid.
It's a terrible, worst kind of crank call.
That's why I think it's just a cable.
That's what's happened, though. It used to be you had to have something to crank with. You had to say, hey, is your refrigerator running? Well, you got to go out and catch it. Like, you had to be prepared with something.
Right.
But now, you know, people just go into chat rooms and spam the N-word until they get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no intelligence to it.
Yeah.
Why might that be?
Dumb.
Do you think that people are largely stupid in the United States, Mark?
I don't know whether stupid is the right term I would use, but you know, I don't think people in the United States are any different than people anyplace else.
Yeah, rest of the world.
I don't think there's much difference there. I mean, IQ is IQ.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here.
I don't think that's different.
One of the
things I would say is
one of the things we could do here is I think he's delayed.
Oh.
One of the things that we could do here is I could, you know, prohibit all young sounding males from calling the show when we know that there's crank calling going on. But I think that's unfortunate because then we're going to be pre-discriminating against what could be in theory a young male that isn't a dipwad that is going to be calling into the show that night. I mean, the odds that would happen, probably pretty low, and maybe we'd be safe doing that.
How often does a new male with something interesting, like new young male with something interesting to say, actually call into Free Talk Live with just a intelligent question?
Not often enough. You're right about that, Bonnie. Let's go to the phones here, though. We got CW in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, CW.
Yes, I have about 10 or 15 points I need to get
here
really quick.
Oh, God.
Pick a couple. Go ahead, CW.
Oh, I'm just joking.
I know.
Man.
It was a good one.
I'm used to the crank callers because on KTOX, our local station, man, we get these bozos all day, every day. Like most of the week, these bozos are calling in, and I'm sure they're the same people.
They could be.
But, yeah, don't discriminate against young-sounding males. I mean, I sound like an old man, but I am pretty young.
You don't sound that old, CW. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say you're like late 30s, early 40s.
I think I'm turning 37, I think, 36 or something like that.
Yeah, that's not old, dude. That's like, you know, maybe middle-aged at best.
That's not middle-aged.
I just want to tell Mark, man. I hope he finds a good lemonade stand to where he can buy a good drink of lemonade, because he's breaking up. He might as well just go find the next stand and start drinking lemonade.
Do they sell lemonade down in Costa Rica?
But they sell amazing fruit juices that are actually not pasteurized.
Yeah, you probably get some
real.
You probably get some naranja. Jugo de naranja. What are you drinking down there, Mark? What do you get on the streets?
He's right. They make lemonade with sparkling water here.
Oh. Nice.
So that's, you know, to them, lime and a lemon are the same thing, and they just squeeze that into gaseous water, and it's great.
Sounds amazing.
Awesome. All right, CW, were you calling about anything?
But I think he might be right about my connection, though.
I hear you now. You're fine now.
Yeah, you're okay now.
Well, no, I was just kind of calling a troll because I haven't heard this. I mean, I've been listening for quite a while, and I took a break, and I haven't heard the dump button that many times, so. I just decided to call and troll a little bit, but I do love fruit juice in sparkling water. It's the best, not the pre-made crap with the flavoring in sparkling
water.
Right. You got to actually pour your own grape
juice. Make it yourself. Yeah. You get your own 100% juice and mix it up with the sparkling.
Or apple cider vinegar with a little maple syrup or agave.
How about taking the sparkling fruit juice and popping it into popsicles in the freezer? That's another one.
Oh, I've never tried that.
That's a fun one.
Okay, I've never.
Me either.
I've had people do that.
One thing I've been doing recently.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, CW.
It's elite. What I've been doing is taking some frozen strawberries, some fresh watermelon, and whatever else, the little things you want to add in. Those are like the important things. Put it in a blender, mm-hmm. and also with a mint, a couple mint leaves, peppermint leaves or whatever.
Do you do any ice in that?
No, I'd make this like thick mixture. Mm-hmm. You got to have a good amount of frozen stuff so it's thick, especially frozen strawberries. That makes it really sweet. Maybe add a little honey in there too if you want it sweeter. And then you pour that over ice. Then you take a regular plain sparkly mineral water like I have here, Gerolsteiner, and that turns it into basically like, oh, and lime, fresh lime juice, and it turns it into like a strawberry limeade.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. What about Sarah in New Mexico? Sarah, what do you like to mix up fruit juice-wise at home?
Juice.
You don't drink juice?
No, I like the Crystal White sugar-free.
Oh, God. Didn't you hear that aspartame gives people
that's
cancer?
That's the aspartame one, yeah. Crystal Light, or ice crystal or something.
Well, you know, the thing is, everything else is going to kill you. I mean, the sugar is going to kill you. Is anything really better than anything else?
The thing about aspartame is I specifically do not want neurotoxins. I love my brain. I don't want to end up with a brain injury. I mean, I already had some. I've had concussions. And I don't want to lose any brain cells. You don't just grow those back, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I think that's, don't you have to have a whole bunch? They did, like, you got to have, like, 100 times for the rats to have damage. They overhype it, you know?
That is true. A lot of the studies on, let's say, like, ecstasy or whatever they did.
That's
very,
what
very
you
heavy.
Say.
Actually, ABC News reported on this years ago.
Yeah, and they lie about lots of stuff.
Well, I mean, you can look it up yourself, but they hit these study participants or the rats or whatever with very, very high doses to the point where they're, of course, they're going to have some sort of negative or deleterious effect. I mean, it's definitely true, Sarah. You're going to die, so if you really love Crystal Light and aspartame, you might as well enjoy it while you're still here on the planet. What were you calling about tonight?
Yes, I wanted to tell you, did you know today is the post office celebration day, acknowledgement day?
Bonnie, you went to the post office today? Did you celebrate that?
It's so weird, because today, if that's true, if it's post office acknowledgement day, they're doing this lady wrong, because the kiosk was broken, there was like 10 people in line, and they had one lady working there today, and she was all like, I'm sorry for the wait, and I was just like, dang, like, did everyone take off at the same day?
Here's something you might not know, Sarah. They're raising postal rates again. I spotted this today in the Consumer World Report, consumerworld.org. That's the company that's behind Mouseprint, which is the site that kind of keeps an eye on, like, prices going up, shrinkflation, etc. And they say the Postal Service is going to be increasing mailing rates on July 9th. Yet again, I mean, it has gone up and up and up. It feels like it was just a few years ago that it was like 50 cents. Now it's going to be 66 cents. Sarah, why, are we supposed to appreciate them for continually raising rates?
Well, I don't know why they take the money and then they need to hire more postal workers and give us better service. But since it's government-owned, they don't have to be competitive. But,
right.
You know, the thing is that Paul, remember that in Texas? He died working, delivering mail in the heat exhaustion. I mean,
no,
that's completely pitiful. I mean, he collapsed.
Well, if there's enough people doing a job, Sarah, somebody's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
And it's Texas.
Like, you know, there's people on roofs that fall off every day, but we don't have a roofer appreciation society, right?
Well,
I mean, we don't stop. We don't take a day off and say, well, we've got to really just think about the roofers.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. So, yeah, 66 cents is going up from 63 cents. We looked not too long ago at the list of, you know, how often they've raised the rates. They've been raising them a lot more recently, it seems like, than they did previously.
On stamps and stuff?
Yeah, first-class stamps. Anyway, that's some news for you. The number is 603-283-6160. We were talking earlier about...
There's people who die doing talk shows. I mean, don't we need to have a day for that?
Like, last year there was some man that died in his home studio while on the air. I don't remember who it was, unfortunately.
What about that idiot that had his girlfriend shoot him through, like, a phone book and died?
Oh, God.
Whoa, I've never heard of that.
In other news... from the Consumer World report, bottles of Huai Fong Sriracha are going for as much as $70 on some websites amid a shortage of the popular hot sauce.
Is that like the typical brand that we see, you know, with the green top?
Yes, Huai Fong with the green top. Yep, exactly, with the rooster.
Yep.
On the bottle, a single 28-ounce bottle is being listed on eBay for nearly $70. Now, whether they're going to get it or not, that's the question. But what they need to look at is the completed sales.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they actually selling for? A two-pack of 17-ounce bottles is being asked for $100 or more on Amazon right now. Other brands' iterations of the sauce on the sites are notably less expensive, but prices for Huai Fong's authentic version are being driven up by an ongoing shortage of the chili peppers that are used to make the condiment. The company announced a shortage of chili pepper inventory back in 2020. And I remember there was...
There was news about this, like 2 years ago or 1 year ago.
Yeah, within the last couple of years, we went to a New Hampshire restaurant that we liked, the Red Arrow. Has normally they've got some sriracha on the tables and they didn't. And we asked about it and they're like, yeah, we can't get it.
Yeah, that's just like impossible to find right now. Yeah, that happened a couple years ago. I don't know.
Apparently it's back. Weather conditions, they said last year, were affecting quality and sparking a more severe shortage. The company's based in California and reportedly supplied by chili pepper farms in California, New Mexico, and Mexico. CBS News reported Thursday that the spokesperson for the company said they've recently resumed limited production but is facing a shortage of raw material and has, quote, no estimations of when supply will increase. This is a true tragedy in the marketplace. I am very sorry to hear that this is happening. But, I mean, to anybody that hoarded themselves some sriracha, they could be making some big money. I wonder if Jay is cashing in on this. One of our longtime listeners, he likes to buy things and resell them on eBay. And he's always, like, really on the ball with knowing what people are going to be looking for.
Yeah, he, you know, it's not like he buys women's clothes. And he knows exactly what's going on with the supply chains with them. I'm just always impressed by his, like, wide array of silly knowledge.
If you want to join the show here, you can. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, Ian. It's Bonnie's mom.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hey. I wanted to ask you, because I'm interested, since tomorrow is Independence Day, what is your view and Bonnie's view on our founding fathers and on the War for Independence, 1776, and the whole typical theme of that?
I think they gave it a good try. I mean, they really had some good ideas. A lot of the things that are in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence are really just absolutely well-written, very, very, you know, fantastic concepts that are still with us, at least in mind today, and a lot of us appreciate that. So I think they gave us a good basis of ideas from which to start, but unfortunately, as we all know, the federal government has not respected those rights. And they continue to grow and they continue to become more oppressive and destructive of our freedoms and those rights. And so that's why we've been talking about independence a lot here on Free Talk Live over the years, of getting away from the oppression of the federal government, because ultimately what they created, and I don't think they intended this. I mean, they just intended to get away from the tyranny of the king at the time, which was a good intention, but as they say, the road to hell is a lot of times paved with good intentions.
I tend to agree that I don't think it was just a scam from the beginning, because they wrote too many good things. Like, why even give us the right to bear arms if it was just a scam?
Well, they're not giving you the right.
I know, but I'm just saying, why even add that into your documents if it's just a scam from the beginning? I think it probably was began with good intentions, and some of the best of them, like Thomas Jefferson, acknowledged that as time goes by, a lot of this is going to get corrupted, and the tree of liberty will need to be watered with the blood of tyrants.
Well, I don't necessarily support violence as the solution. I think that will just lead us back to where we began. But ultimately, it has failed.
That's an actual quote from him.
No, it is. It is a quote. I'm saying I disagree with you know, violence as a solution, because that's what's alluded to in that particular
quote. Yeah, but back then, the way that things were just that every American understood they had the right to own a gun.
Yeah.
And
no,
the entire country would have been a militia. A militia means like the government. Every citizen is like the military.
No, I know.
Every citizen is like the military.
I know Bonnie's mom here asked for Bonnie and I's opinion, but we do have Mark on the show here tonight. So, Mark, you want to weigh in on this one?
Let's hope that the audio holds out. One thing I like to point out is that we actually have a A-B test. We have what it was like to have Englishmen in Canada and what it was like to have Englishmen in the United States. In one case, the Englishmen said, you know what, we're going to try it on our own. In the other case, they said that they weren't. And currently, the Cato Institute rates the two countries about as free as each other. That it appears as though the becoming independent didn't actually make us freer. And the old axiom of trading one ruler 5,000 miles away for 5,000 one mile away, which one's going to make you freer? And I guess that the answer is it just doesn't matter much.
I just got to add something, Mark. I think that you can't really blame that on independence not working. I think it's a failure of the second step they took, which was to create the union. The Constitution is way worse.
Everything that happened is what happened, right? And so, you know, the results should be presumably a freer country. And it's not.
Well, I do want to point out to what you said, Mark. You looked at the Cato Institute when you were comparing Canada and the United States. And you are right. Cato does do, I believe, a study of economic freedom in North America. United States, most states do tend to rank higher than Canada. However, when you look at the overall numbers, Canada, at least according to the Heritage Institute, is whooping up on the United States on economic freedom. On their economic freedom rankings, Canada's ranked at number 16 in the world, and the U.S. is at number 25.
I find it, like, I just won't say it because they shut down the accounts of the people who donated to the truckers. So
yeah, that's bad.
The Heritage Foundation can say whatever they want about how free Canada is, and the best I can do is call it even.
Okay, well, here's another one I found recently from visionofhumanity.org. I'd never seen this one before. It is the World Peace Index, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And on the World Peace Index, Canada is ranked at number 11, while the United States is at number 131.
One thing I really want to point out about the Founding Fathers and the Constitution is just the fact that it was a good try, but the experiment has clearly failed to actually create what they wanted to create.
Yeah,
so
it's time to try something different.
Time to succeed.
More freedom is the answer. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
News update. Authorities are on the hunt for suspects in the wake of Sunday's mass shooting in Baltimore. Two people were killed and at least 28 others hurt. Baltimore Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worsley says there has been an increase in the reward for information leading to arrests.
And I'm pleased to announce that the reward is up to $28,000, thanks in part to our federal partner.
Most of the victims in the shooting were teenagers. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Thunderstorms develop across the mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains Monday. Meantime, excessive heat warnings were in effect across the south, where temperatures approached 110 degrees in some places. Dozens of cows are dead after a lightning strike in Alabama. Officials say 31 cows were sheltering under a tree at a farm in Berlin, an hour south of Huntsville, during severe storms Saturday night. The lightning struck the tree. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian Body and Mark joining you tonight. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features there, including our podcast feeds. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to our RSS feed and pop that into your favorite podcast client. Or if you're a user of one of those centralized services like iHeartMedia, or I think it's Spotify is the one. There's one of them they're shutting down. I forget what the name of it was. But I removed it from our feeds list. Whichever one they're shutting down is no longer on the Free Talk Live feeds list. It's the other one that started with it. Stitcher. That's the one. Stitcher is being apparently shut down. So if you're on Stitcher and you're listening to Free Talk Live through Stitcher, you probably already know it's going away, so you probably should find something else.
Wait, is Stitcher going away, or is Free Talk Live going away on Stitcher?
No, Stitcher is being shut down. As I understand it,
really?
it was in the radio trades recently, Mark. It was purchased by XM, Sirius XM, at some point in the last some number of years. They snatched it up, and now they've decided that they don't want it anymore, so they're just going to shut it down. So it's
wow.
Yep. Anyway, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com to find our RSS feed and various different options for listening online via RSS, which is podcast. There, what was that, Bunny?
One thing I want to say about my mom's question from the last call. She
about
called
the founding
in to
fathers.
Ask what we think about the Founding Fathers. Mm-hmm. I think that it turned bad, the whole American experiment under the Constitution and the federal government lording over the 50 states. Turned bad quicker than people like to admit,
mm-hmm.
And I can't believe the stuff that I've learned recently about the Whiskey Rebellion.
Like the Alien and Sedition Acts, the Whiskey Rebellion, stuff like that.
They made a attack.
I think Shay's, I think Shay's rebellion is probably even more interesting. These were the soldiers of the Revolutionary War, the people who fought and put their lives on the line so that the nobles, who never really, like, if they would have lost, they might have been in big trouble, but, you know, like, the officers weren't in big trouble. It was the enlisted men that were, you know, fighting and dying, and, yeah, they had a rebellion in Connecticut, and they, you know, the federal government went and put them down.
Yeah.
Also, you're saying that the federal government has treated the veterans like crap from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with the whiskey.
The bonus war.
Mm-hmm.
With the whiskey rebellion, it's the same thing. A lot of those people who were growing, what is it, wheat that makes whiskey in western Pennsylvania were also people who fought in the Revolutionary War for things like, you know, no taxation without representation, you know, and the federal government was just saying, well, it's our power to make. And the thing about it, George Washington was one of those big whiskey sellers that was benefiting from this tax. The tax basically made to where, I don't have a completely a super strong, the thing is I don't understand how alcohol is made, but.
Okay, well, alcohol's made with, here's the answer as to why the whiskey rebellion happened and why it was put on the western colonists. So basically, if you're growing wheat and you want to transport it from someplace that's far away, in this case it was Pittsburgh, but, you know, it's
horseback
easier. Yeah. It's easier to turn it into whiskey, which will keep for a long time, than right. It is to try to take your wheat and, you know, have to protect it from the humidity and
with
all
no
that
refrigeration.
Stuff. Yeah.
Or maybe like a primitive refrigeration. I don't know if they had none.
That gave huge advantages to the you know, people who were in the big cities in Pennsylvania and New York, and, you know, just people who were close to that.
They made it illegal to, yeah, well, like you're saying, turn it into whiskey right away. So basically these people with a whole bunch of wheat were being forced to just sell it as bread and wheat to the people around them and not make the most money that they could possibly make from their own farms. And George Washington directly profited from this, from, you know, kicking out a bunch of the competition. And they would send, like, 500 people into someone's house with, like, maybe not 500 people in one house, but I don't know. They were sending people in to raid people's houses and pulled them out of their houses and stuff like this. This happened under the first U.S. president. This is crazy. And it sucks so bad. I hate him.
Let's go to the phones here. I got Turd Ferguson on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Turd.
Yeah, what's up? So the FCC is about to finally, after 10 years, open the low-power FM window.
Wow.
It's happening on November 1st.
What does that mean? I know what it means when you say they're going to open the low-power FM window, but what does that actually mean?
So they're finally going to allow the public, people like us, people like you and me, to inherently apply for a radio frequency up to 100 watts on the FM band.
So what you're saying is that for the last decade, the federal government's FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the bureaucrats that regulate the airwaves, have not even allowed people to ask for permission to broadcast.
As far as a low power frequency up to 100 watts. Yeah, that's
right,
correct. They allow that for a 7-day period, about every 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been calling Free Talk Live about this issue for the last, really 10 years since the last window opened, telling people to get ready, because I knew it was going to happen again at least once.
Get your stone tablets out. Get your chisel and your hammer and go ahead and apply on a stone tablet. Fly it on the backs of pigeons.
Yeah. Well, Turd makes music. Turd likes to make music, so are you going to make your own station or something and start playing your music on it, Turd?
Well, as much as I could do that, and as much as actually I planned for a long time on buying, or at least applying for a frequency, the bureaucrats here in Shrewsbury, PA,
since I moved here in 2018, have made it quite clear that they just don't like me. They don't like me. They're not going to allow me to use the radio tower here that the Shrewsbury Public inherently owns anyway.
Well, couldn't you just put your own tower up?
Can I put my own tower up? That's funny.
I don't mean full-on tower, but like you can get a push-up pole for your house for, you know.
Oh yeah, you can definitely do that.
Bucks.
But I believe the stipulations in the FCC regulations say you actually have to have a tower. You can't put an antenna
like
up
a
in
licensed
your house.
Tower. You have to have like a licensed
LP
tower.
Exactly.
This is what I was going to ask you about, because you'd said, hey, you know, if you want a low power FM permit from the FCC, get ready to apply. What kind of hoops do you have to jump through? I mean, again, the first hoop is up, okay? And what you're announcing here tonight is that there has not even been a hoop. Like, anybody that wanted to have their own 100-watt, low-power FM station simply could not ask for permission to do it at all in the last 10 years. And this LPFM thing's barely been around more than 10 years, if I recall correctly. I think it was in the mid-aughts that this was finally approved after much wrangling by the advocates for the service. But what other things do you have to do besides, you know, what does it take to apply? It isn't just a form, right? Like, there's some serious hoop jumping.
So it's done under a point system where they give you points based on what you're doing. And by the way, if you're an American Indian listening to this call, you can automatically get 1 point just for your skin color. But there are other things, and there are other point systems. I mean, if you're a school, you get a point. And I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. I think there's up to 7 or 8 different points that you could earn. And the applicant with the most points is awarded the license. And that's
the license. Hold on a second. Before your question, Bonnie, the license. Are you saying that there is a limit to the number of licenses available for any given geographic area?
So it depends on the number of frequencies available. Most of them are already taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think that where I stand in Shrewsbury, I believe there's two frequencies total that are available across the entire spectrum.
Wow.
Maybe we should try this in Keene.
It's a waste of time.
Why?
Well, first of all, I don't believe you should have to ask permission to broadcast, so I'm not even going to.
You do lots of, like, you do things that, like, we follow the FCC guidelines on here.
That's only to protect our radio stations.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to, but we do it to
we don't get kicked off the air.
We would be able to reach more people in New Hampshire. Sometimes I feel like, as much as I like the show and everything, I feel like sometimes it doesn't even make sense to talk about some of the things we're talking about to someone sitting in, like, Arizona, for example. A lot of times we're talking about New Hampshire, and I wish that we had more stations in New Hampshire that weren't playing baseball all day.
Right. So, I mean, if you want to do it, Bonnie, you go right ahead, but I'm not interested in asking for permission to, because then they regulate you. Whenever you ask the government for permission for something, then you become their bitch.
I thought that they already regulate us. Like, they don't let us say things. Apparently, we can say
the
B word.
No, it's the stations. So, the stations are regulated that we're on. We are not particularly regulated. There's not a license. We don't have a license to broadcast. Our radio stations do. So, if we put their license in jeopardy,
they
will kick us off their station. Anyway, so, Turd, what else? You got to get these points, and then maybe you'll get granted a ability to broadcast on an FM station for up to 100 watts?
Yeah, that's correct. And that is provided also that you can provide proof that you have access to a radio tower also.
Mm-hmm.
That's not qualified for a point.
Do you have to do like an engineering survey? I know the big stations, when you apply for a full broadcast license, that you have to have like an expensive engineering firm come in, and they have to like do a contour survey of the area and look at what the potential signal would be and whatever it's going to interfere with, and it's supposedly very expensive. Do you have to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it is very expensive, and I believe you. I don't know if you have to. I mean, if you know how to run the tests as far as the frequency itself, I don't think so. But there, locally, it wouldn't be a problem for me because locally here, there's a woman who's a consultant in, I believe she's in Columbia, Maryland, and she's probably 10 to 20 times less expensive than one of those big engineering firms. Mm. But if you don't know how to run those tests, then yeah, I'd imagine you'd have to hire someone mm-hmm. like that. Correct?
And do you also, is it recommended that you hire an attorney to help with the paperwork? Because with the big stations, they usually have broadcast attorneys that know the FCC regulations. They know the ins and the outs of it. So you got to hire them as well.
I think we could actually get someone, a free stater elected in Keene if we had a radio station here.
I don't think so.
Right now, the only radio stations are...
You have to run them as a Democrat.
WKBK and yeah. whatever else, and they are just Democrats talking on there all day if you even...
If you could run as a Democrat, you'd have a chance. But you certainly couldn't
and
get a Republican.
And that's why... Let me say, that's why the Shrewsbury bureaucrats here didn't want to give me access to the already publicly owned radio tower here because they knew that I was going to use that radio frequency to influence politics here, and that's why specifically they didn't want to.
So you're not even going to try. You're not even going to apply for this thing.
No. I mean, if they're not going to work with me and they're going to be as mean to me as they have been over mm-hmm. the past few years, then I'm just not going to do it.
What's the application fee?
I was going to say, does it cost something to apply?
No, it's actually very inexpensive. I think it's a drop in the bucket.
Are we talking about? Like 5,000, 100?
No, it's not even in the. I think it's in the hundreds.
But
the business here in Shrewsbury would love something like this. They'd love the cheap advertising. I mean,
you can't do advertising. You can only do sponsorships. It's low power FM, so it's non-commercial.
Correct. So they'd love the sponsorships. I mean, it's inherently advertising without a call to action.
And if we had a radio station...
Don't let the FCC hear you say that.
We could have Free Talk Live. We could have a comedy show. We could do Phil Hendry jokes.
All right.
I wouldn't even attempt to be like Phil Hendry. He's too funny.
Mark, you have any opinions about this? I mean, you're kind of being quiet out there. I don't know. Did we lose you?
I'm always afraid of getting of the internet dropping out, but I think radio. I think COVID put the final nail in radio's coffin,
mm-hmm.
Is what I think. And it's just at this point, how many people are listening to the radio that are under the age of like talk radio that are under the age of 50? And another question is when was it that it was reported that podcasting reached parity with broadcast radio as far as listening hours go?
Ooh, I don't know.
Wasn't that 2 years ago?
I just hear a lot of like, let's not even try coming from you guys, and I don't get it. Like, I think it would be really a good asset to be like, we're on the radio in Keene now when we talk about Keene things. Somebody might call in and be like, oh, this is actually interesting to me, instead of like, where is Keene, New Hampshire? Sorry, I live in Arizona.
I think you can do better with other forms of media. I wouldn't advocate right now buying a blimp, and I wouldn't advocate skywriting. I just don't think that these are the way to reach people.
It is true that no one looks up anymore.
Well, maybe, you know what? Those are probably better forms. I'm just going to retract it. AM radio... I'm sorry. Like, at
no,
this
it's
point, what we need to do is go ask people, can you turn on your AM radio station? Can you tune in to 1320 right now?
We're and talking about FM.
Half of the people don't even know how.
I don't know. Turd? I don't agree with that. I mean, there's an AM button in my car.
What do you think, Turd? I mean, I got two different views here. Bonnie's like, yeah, let's do this. Mark's like, yeah, this isn't worthwhile. I mean, are you where are you at on radio these days?
So as much as I'm mad at Bonnie about her opinions on Jennifer Lawrence, I'd actually have to agree with her on this one because being that Keene, New Hampshire has such a I mean, they're one of the few places where you've got such kind of such an organized team already that I think if you have access to a radio tower in Keene, it's probably actually worth it. But that would probably be I still think it's one of the few cities left in America where it actually would be worthwhile.
What's the rent like on a radio tower? It can't be cheap to put an antenna up there.
So, so provided you have, so I don't know who owns the towers up there in New Hampshire. I'm sure they have at least a couple ones that are owned by American Tower. If you do and you can tell them that you're nonprofit, they'll probably do it for just a few $100 a month.
I mean, for that kind of money, you, my viewpoint is if you've got a freedom movement of libertarians who actually own property, then you could put a radio station, a pirate radio station on that, on
people's
property.
But who's going to log into the internet or whatever? How are people going to find a pirate radio station? I never even knew that existed before I met you.
They scan the band.
Nobody does that. They get in their car, they click the FM button, and they press seek.
Well, once upon a time, we had a pirate station here in New Hampshire that had bandit signs made up, and they put them all around town.
Okay, but they don't anymore.
That's true, because the FCC came in and took the
And besides, I don't want just a bunch of the smallest little pool of nerds to be the only people that know about Free Talk Live anymore.
No,
I think
bandit
it would be
signs
cool.
Would be, I get what you're saying, and it's just not even worth it. It's not even worth the time. It's not worth the effort to deal with the FCC and to have the government come into your house or whatever, into your studio, and regulate the S out of you.
They already come into our studio whenever they want.
Touche.
Every 5 years.
Hey, Turd, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the heads up on that. I do appreciate it, and sorry to hear it's not going to work out for you.
I think he should try to.
But he can't even find a location for the antenna.
I tried to get Ian to do FM radio in Keene, New Hampshire 5 years ago when it probably made more sense. And
what do you mean
he wasn't
going to
do
with FM?
Buy an FM station.
There was an FM station for sale here?
We were going to do...
I don't think
so. It was going to be HD2, and what was it? And then put a translator up.
You're saying someone was leasing that?
HD2 and then do a translator.
Mm-hmm. What were they going to charge for it?
Probably, well, it would be less than $100,000 to do it in total.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it's hard to get excited about it.
The thing about Keene is it's like I never knew what was going on with the, you know, there wasn't like... as much local, you know, did you hear they put in a Hobby Lobby? And I'm against Hobby Lobby. There wasn't stuff like that in San Antonio because it's just too large.
Mm-hmm.
Keene is basically like a small town. You know, somebody would call in and be like, here's my opinion on Hobby Lobby. We should boycott. I'm just giving this as an example because it's the thing that's actually happening in Keene right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has an opinion on Hobby Lobby because it came to town, and a lot of people are just anti. They don't like them because they're Christians, and it's really dumb. I love Hobby Lobby, and I'm going to support them five times extra just because of people trying to put them out of business because I love them. They're the best store ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I brought that up to say, because Keene is like a small town, like I think that somebody driving around turning on the radio might actually be like, hey, I have something to say about this. Oh, whoa, I didn't even know about these people. I heard about Ian Freeman and I thought he sucked, but he is actually making some sense. And
I mean, the problem is, number one, even if it was affordable to do, there really isn't a lot of libertarian talk out there. I mean, I've been programming.
Why is that a problem?
Because you gotta fill 24 hours a day. So I've been, programming.
Oh, I see what you're saying, for the other parts of the day.
Yeah, I've been programming LRN.FM for more than a decade, and it's tough.
I think people come out of the woodworks wanting to do their own shows.
Yeah, maybe
well,
not.
Well, they might. I don't know the answer, but the other thing is that FM radio is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Compared to just putting up your own YouTube channel and putting out content that people in Keene can search for and find.
No one's going to search for that, though. That's what I'm saying.
They're not going to search for an FM station either.
Yeah, they just get in their car and they press search on the FM thing. And if they start hearing somebody saying, Keene, New Hampshire, blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't.
I thought you said you never discover stations like that.
I never said that. I said people get in their car, press the FM button, press seek.
Oh, yeah,
and
I thought, I'm sorry, I totally misunderstood you before because I thought you were saying people didn't do that. That's why I was telling you that some people put up bandit signs to let people know about their stations.
There's nothing wrong with that, too, but no, I said people do that. Like, whenever
I agree, people
don't
do that because you were asking how do people find a pirate radio station.
Oh, a pirate radio station? I thought that they're not on the regular FM button.
No, Bunny, no. A pirate radio station is just a station that doesn't ask for permission.
Okay.
They're on FM. In fact, we've had...
Well, won't you eventually get taken down
five,
if you're
yes.
like, I'm
yeah,
Ian
in fact,
Freeman.
We've had four or five pirate stations here in Keene, it's been probably most of a decade since they were here, but we've actually had multiple activists in the Keene area hosting pirate radio stations, and they do get listeners. In fact, Mark was in the YMCA working out once when Judge Burke, who was the like the key judge in Keene, yeah, like the big bad Judge Burke, came up to you and complimented the pirate radio station that he was a listener of. Isn't that right, Mark?
I don't remember the story now, but I
remember
you
telling
do.
That. Yeah, I remember. That's a really memorable story.
It's
because
crazy.
People, like you said, Bonnie, Keene's a small market, and there's only one talk radio station here, and so if you put another one on, people are going to listen to it.
And maybe that Hobby Lobby example I brought up sounds really boring to a lot of people, but
that's what people in small towns think is interesting.
It wouldn't just be things like that. Like, things happening in New Hampshire are basically interesting to all the people in New Hampshire because it's small enough. I mean, it's smaller than San Antonio.
It would be nice if you could actually have a radio station that wouldn't get raided by the federal government for operating. You could take it seriously. But again, putting content on there would be a challenge.
Any effort into a pirate radio station when you know it's going to get taken down?
Because people listen.
And for how long?
It could be months. The longest run was like 8 months.
Okay, then.
Before they came in. And so you get a lot of people listening to that.
For only 8 months and then it's gone. It's kind of sad.
Time.
I'd be sad if I liked listening to something and
then
got taken
again.
Down because Ian doesn't want to have the government tell him what to do, even though they're going to tell you what
again.
To do anyway by taking it away.
Yeah, but then you put it up again and it lasts for like 4 months and then it lasted for like 3 months.
Well, what if they bring charges against you for that?
Well, if it's
how much would it be worth, Bonnie?
They can't.
How much is it worth?
I don't know. My whole thing is just why not even try? It's not like it's like.
Well, that's
it takes
the question,
time and
though,
money.
Is this, it takes time and money, right, to put up a low-power FM.
Just to apply, it takes time and money.
Well, I think that you're going to have to apply to get it, and low-power FMs are likely to be granted, especially if you have a church or something like that. You're going to be more likely to get it. Now, you know, I think that, but you're going to spend money putting this on the air. And let's not forget, this is really important. The Shire Free Church was refused to even buy a piece of property from this one seller. This one seller's like, I'm not selling to you people. So what's it going to be like? There's only a limited number of towers in Keene.
I bet there's not people jumping all over to get them, though.
I don't know, Bonnie. I suspect there's going to be multiple people applying for this. And then you got to beat organizations that have been in the area for
studios
decades.
In there. The other thing is there's
They'll
too many
one.
Libertarian podcasts on the Internet. I follow like 1,000 people that are also
we are out of
libertarian
time
podcasts.
Back tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.